This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Hitting the news you might have missed, it's Denton's Daily News.
All right, Denton, what do you got for news today?
All right, we got a couple of big women's basketball stories that I want to start with here. So you and I talked yesterday about Iowa WVU from Monday night. We got the ratings on that game. Would you care to take
a guess? Had to be through the roof. There was nothing competing with it.
All right, Monday Night Raw was on, but outside of that, there was not much competing with it. 6.4 million viewers, which is by far the biggest number for a second round game in the NCAA women's tournament ever.
Imagine they play LSU Monday night for in what would be an Elite Eight game. That will be that'll be an all time number.
That'll be at
for
least,
them.
I would say at least 10 million because I think that's what it
was
last
such
time.
Such a good game
played.
Too. Like if people were watching that again. These are different games, okay? The women's game and the men's game, I'm not sitting here telling you they're comparable. I understand. Trust me, I understand the difference. But it was, from a competitive standpoint, it was intense, it was chippy, it was physical, it was entertaining to watch. And like I said yesterday, and I read more about this afterwards, some of you sent me links to stories about this. Like apparently Dame Lillard at some point tweeted out, does she get every call? And it was very obvious that the game was tilted officiating-wise towards Iowa, which, you know, that tells you that it's important. This is what has happened in several situations in men's games where teams with much higher profiles. Now, some will say that's just not true. And I think there is a bit of hyperbole when it comes to, you know, the Duke whistle that they got for all of those years. But there's no doubt that it's more beneficial for Iowa to continue to advance in this tournament than it was for West Virginia. And in the past, it's been more beneficial to CBS and the college basketball March Madness television partners for Duke and Carolina and Kansas and Kentucky to advance, even though those teams have been beaten many times. But it was 6.4 million, you said?
Yeah, 6.4.
Wow.
Well, speaking of Caitlin Clark, she's projected to be the number one overall pick in the WNBA. But Ice Cube has made, and the Big Three has made Caitlin Clark a $5 million offer to join their league.
What's their league?
The Big Three.
Okay.
Not a Big Three fan?
She's not going to get that in the WNBA.
She would not get $5 million in the WNBA. But do you have any interest? Because the Big Three is usually made up of old
I don't
NBA
watch the
guys.
Big Three. I'm vaguely familiar with what it is because I've seen it on TV a couple of times. But I'm not I know what I'm talking about. Help me.
It's the three-on-three league that has a lot of old
I've
NBA guys.
Right.
Like
I've
Joe Johnson got himself back in the NBA because he was destroying guys. Gilbert Arenas played in it a couple of years ago. I don't think he still does. But I didn't know the Big Three had $5 million to give away. And I'm sure there's a lot of guys in the Big Three.
Well, Ice Cube does.
Ice Cube definitely does. But I'm sure there's a lot of guys in the Big Three that are like, wait a minute. You guys got $5 million that we can give away here?
Look, I mean, she right now is a pop culture phenomena. It is well beyond basketball. And so if you're looking for that 60-second spot during the Super Bowl for your league, that's what she is, and you're paying the going rate for it. I just don't know ultimately where the return is after, you know, 6 or 7 games. And maybe that's all you need are 6 to 7 games of a much bigger audience paying attention to it to generate the ad dollars to more than offset the cost. I don't know. I would – the WNBA, remember we read through it, the breakdown, like they've got $1 million marketing budget to which they can give her up to $250,000 of it, I think it is, or maybe it's $500,000 of it. And then the salary isn't significant, but she can somehow – and I'm talking pre-endorsements, she can get to somewhere around three-quarters, about $750 a year in overall WNBA compensation. And then all of the NIL, State Farm, et cetera, they're going to follow her to the WNBA, right?
Yeah, there's 0% chance that State Farm is – like, State Farm does not really care about her because she's an Iowa basketball player. They care about her because she's the face of women's college basketball right now, which only continues – moving forward, she's become a household name. So, like, those national endorsements aren't going anywhere.
The big question for me is, will the WNBA ever have a night in, say, a postseason, or maybe it's her first game, where they draw 6.4 million eyeballs to the game? Because I doubt that they've ever even come close to anything resembling that.
I can't imagine. One of the WNBA's biggest issues is that they tend to do this weird thing with their scheduling because they're in the fall and they schedule against football, which is ultimate L.
You can't do that. Caitlin Clark is big right now. She's not going to be able to topple the NFL ratings-wise. No, but it's also probably a complete, you know, the target demo is it's women, it's young women, but women are a big part of the NFL mix too. That's the thing. Interesting. Okay. Well, it is. She has made it very clear that she is not coming back to Iowa. We know that for sure, right? Even though she does have a COVID year that she could come back and play.
Yeah, she's already declared for the draft.
Okay. What else?
Are you following this Diddy story at all?
Yeah, I mean, did he leave the country?
So apparently he did not. It looked like he was going to leave the country, but apparently he did not. I don't know where he is right now. I can't imagine anywhere good. Both his homes got raided, and his drug mule was arrested. But his drug mule is garnering a little bit of attention because he was a former Syracuse basketball player. He was a walk-on guard with the Orange named Brendan Paul. He played 2 years at Syracuse before transferring to a lower-level school where he played significantly more and put up more points.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not following the details of this. I paid attention to it when the news broke yesterday, but it was at the same time that you had, you know, the Baltimore Bridge story going on. But it's a sex trafficking allegation, correct?
Yeah, Diddy's a freak. He is.
Yeah, I know that. But this is what they're concerned is going on. So did he leave the country in advance of this or not?
I do not know. I know he was on a private plane, but I do not know if a private plane with him on it left the country. He might have gotten off.
Mm.
Because the thing is, not only are they gathering evidence on him, they're gathering evidence on people that he was close with, which could spell a lot more big names going down soon.
Look, this was Homeland Security, okay? This they don't do these kinds of raids without having everything kind of buttoned up, I would guess. Sounds like he's in trouble. Hey, were you going to include this Indiana State kid in your...
I was just about to get to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Do you want to do that after the break, or do you want to take this...
Let's do it after the break.
Okay, let's do it after the break. There's a player that played in the NIT last night for a team that people thought should have been in the NCAA tournament. That is Jokic, number 2. That's not his nickname. More on him next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!